At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. One of the items lawmakers will address in the special session is getting pushback from Texas business leaders and tourism officials. Groups like the Texas Association of Business and Visit Dallas will speak out against the so-called bathroom bill this morning at the state capitol. It would require transgender people to use public restrooms according to the sex listed on their birth certificate. Tech company IBM is also flying in employees from across the state to meet face-to-face with lawmakers this week. Here's IBM's Vice President for Government Affairs, Chris Padilla.
We've got more than 10,000 people in the state, and we see this as a very important business and economic issue. If the state passes discriminatory legislation that is targeted at LGBT people, it's going to be harder for us to attract talent to the state.
The CEOs of Facebook, Apple, Dell, and other tech companies sent a letter in May urging Texas lawmakers not to pass bathroom legislation. The bill didn't pass in the regular session, but was revived for the special session. So far, Carrollton Republican Ron Simmons has filed two bills on restrooms. They would bar local jurisdictions and school districts from passing any non-discrimination rules to protect transgender bathroom access. Conservative groups are promising pushback during the 2018 GOP primaries against Republicans who don't support the bill. Once a special legislative session begins tomorrow in Austin, lawmakers will have to tackle 20 agenda items in 30 days or less. The governor dictates the agenda for the special session. Because of that, Kevin Stewart, the author of the Texas Legislative Law Handbook, says a special session is where the governor has a lot of power.
Let's say he needs a vote from some particular person on one issue. He may say, look, you're not going to get another swing at this for a year and a half unless I open up the call on this other issue that you want. And so he can sort of balance those interests and use the call strategically.
Our statewide Texas Decide series kicks off tonight. It's called A Very Special Session. This evening on All Things Considered, we'll answer your questions about what a special session is and how it works. That's tonight at 6:20 on KERA 90.1. For those of you wanting to shed some weight this summer, you may want to be more mindful of the clock. A recent study suggests when you eat may be as important as what you eat. KERA's Sam Baker talked about this with Maggie Boyd, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System.
They found that the people who ate more calories early in the day than later in the day tended to lose more weight than those who ate later in the day, regardless of how much they ate.
You should eat a bigger meal earlier in the day than later?
So that's what the research is saying. But basically, if you're eating during the 8 hours of the day that you're most active, the calories that you're taking in terms of energy, you're going to be burning those calories in terms of energy and you going about your day, opposed to if you ate the majority of your calories right before bed and you laid down, you're not going to be expending as much energy and you may store more of those calories.
Therefore, you're gaining weight.
Potentially.
So now all of this sounds like a great excuse for people to eat breakfast.
Bottom line, what we want to say is start your day off with breakfast. If you start your day off with eating a good balanced meal, you're going to have more energy throughout the day, opposed to if you skip breakfast and you end up getting those intense cravings later on through the day because you didn't feed yourself in the morning.
What is considered a good breakfast? You said a balanced meal.
So it's really good to start your day with complex carbohydrates. Those are carbohydrates that take longer to digest, so they keep you fuller for longer. So that's going to be your whole grains, your oatmeal, whole wheat toast, any type of grain is going to be considered a complex carbohydrate.
I see. Should you go with lighter meals later throughout the day?
According to this research study, that's what it was suggesting, but it's going to be an individual by individual basis. So based on when you're exercising, you know, maybe you work out in the morning and that's when you need the most energy and the most calories. But if you do work out later in the day, maybe you need your calories around your workout to get you through it.
And that's a key ingredient too, is the working out. You can't just do it just by consuming more or less food or particular types of food.
Yeah, end of the day, I mean, if you're exercising all day long and you're eating all day long, if you eat more calories than you burn, you are going to gain weight regardless of what you're doing on the side.
When you start a weight loss plan, is it good to really go the whole nine yards with it, or is it better to maybe kind of gradually shift or transition into that?
So the slower that you lose weight, the more likely it's going to stay off, and the more likely it's going to be fat. So if you lose weight really, really quickly, you go on some extreme diet, or, you know, if something goes on with your body, you get sick and you lose a lot of weight, it's typically going to be muscle that you're losing and not fat. So if you ever see really fast weight loss, it's either muscle that you're losing or it's water. So when you lose weight slower, it's more likely that that weight loss is going to be fat. So slow and steady wins the weight loss race. If you just try and make one change, whether you tell yourself you're going to start eating a healthy breakfast every day, or maybe it's you're going to have a whole grain at lunch, or you're going to pack a fresh fruit or vegetable as a snack, and just start by choosing one goal that's, you know, maybe it's easy, it's within reach for you to achieve, but it's something you weren't doing previously, and then continuously building on that is going to give you the best weight loss success.
Baby steps or small steps.
Baby steps, yeah.
Maggie Boyd, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Maggie Boyd is a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System. And finally, country singer Garth Brooks offered to pay for the honeymoon of a North Texas bride who got engaged at his concert. Brooks was performing in Oklahoma City. During a song, Unanswered Prayers, Drew Bargsley proposed to Chelsea Townsend of Bedford. Brooks noticed and stopped mid-song. He then offered to pay for their honeymoon if they decided to go to Hawaii. And coming up on the BBC NewsHour, the U.S. and Russia are trying to resolve a diplomatic spat. The South Korean government proposes military talks with the North, also remembering George Romero, director who gave life to the undead on screen. NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. Should be sunny skies in store for us today with a high in the upper 90s. Tonight looks to be mostly clear with a low around 78. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 98. And tomorrow night should be mostly clear with a low around 79. It's currently 81 degrees in Dallas, 78 in Fort Worth, 75 in Tyler, and 75 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30.